I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend, if at least as good of a weekend as you could.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, man. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful weekend. Glad you and your family traveled safe and all those different things. You got to experience some different things with your babies, which is always cool, man. But, yeah, it was a fun weekend for the dogs. Enjoyed that ass-whooping. Enjoyed it.
What a thorough,
yes,
thorough performance
yes,
that was.
Enjoyed, and less stuff on the field, too.
Yeah,
which made it even. Yeah. But, it was a great win for the dogs. I'm not saying we're over the Alabama hump or nothing, but, yeah, we got it done, which was the most impressive thing, just beating that team like that. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And now, you know, the college football playoff thing, and it's, you're hearing so many different rumors of, because Notre Dame is not in, how much money it's costing them and all those different things. And I just saw this morning, they got something written into the, if they're the top 12, they're automatic. Like, I was like, I mean, I know Notre Dame's a big brand. They're one of the biggest brands ever in college sports, especially football. We understand that. But damn, like, is it that serious? Now, I would feel a certain type of way if I'm them, because you kind of shafted them late. I mean, you should have went ahead and just did the whole Miami thing in front of them before, but you kind of, for the last few weeks, they were always in front of Miami. Mm-hmm. And I think Miami deserves to be in. I also think Notre Dame deserves to be in, but not in over Miami.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're there. But, yeah, it was one of the things where the great thing about college football, the championships games outside of the SEC, was how Kurt Herbstreit was talking about how long it's been since Duke has won a championship, mm-hmm. Indiana's won a championship. You're talking about
Has Indiana ever?
Like, they were talking about, I think somebody said back since World War II or
okay,
something.
Okay, sure.
You know, and so that was so cool to watch them and watch Duke win that game. It was a great game. So the ACC game, it was
ACC was trying to not let Duke win.
They were trying.
Whew.
I was like, okay.
They got the call in late.
Okay, we understand that if Duke wins, you're pretty much screwed. Maybe
they were like, "Come on, Virginia, we're trying to help you here."
Yeah, man. But no, to see them watch, to see them win that game was really, really cool. And obviously, you know, the playoffs are in. Georgia, it will be back in I think New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl, facing the winner of Ole Miss and
Tulane,
which. Yep.
Which already happened.
Yeah.
I guess we'll do that again.
Yeah. So, we're getting ready for a rematch of Ole Miss in the
I realize things are different now than they were the first time they played, but
yeah.
Still the same players.
Still the same players. They're gonna smack them. Mm-hmm. So, it should be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, just from like a Saturday, just from an enjoyment standpoint, it was great to sit there and watch all those games. Mm-hmm. You know, for Georgia to do what they really probably should have done to Alabama a couple of times now had to feel good as a Georgia fan.
Yes.
Because Georgia's been better than Alabama a number of times in the last couple of years and still couldn't get over the hump.
Right.
They went out there on Saturday and really, really proved it. And like you said, like it could have been, very easily could have been like 35-3.
Yeah.
Like 28-7 doesn't even tell the full story. And I know from an Alabama perspective, certainly there's some like, all right, what's going on here?
Right.
Like that's this offense – you know, supposed to be an offensive guru with DeBoer and Grubb and all that. We had negative 3 rushing yards.
Yeah,
what are we talking about? Ty Simpson was looking like the man about a month ago, and now everybody's scratching their head. So Alabama certainly has some things to be worried about headed in. I also think I think Georgia's just going to do that to teams right now. I just kind of think that's where Georgia's at. Like, if you're in the top shelf of college football, and Alabama is not, the team that they have right now is not one of those teams. I think Georgia's just going to, that's kind of where they are in the season, is how good that offense is and how efficient that offense is and the things that they can do and how much better the defense is and how far along that defense has come. And they're hitting, they're flying around, they're getting to the quarterback finally. Like, they really have figured things out in the second half of the year. Like, outside of Indiana and Ohio State, I think Georgia pretty much does that to everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Texas Tech.
I just think, obviously, I just I'm always going to be biased, but I just think that they're playing so well in the back end now.
Yeah.
You know, Ellis, so much better, man. He really now got and kind of like gave my own self a side eye when Ryan Williams caught him too. I was like, oh, hell.
Still can't tackle him.
Still can't get his ass on.
What's going on with his season or the game or whatever?
Yeah.
What a shifty guy.
Don't grab him.
And it made it even more confusing to me what his season was.
Yeah.
Like, how did he have the season he had still being able to do that against Georgia? He gets up for the Georgia game, I guess.
Yeah, man. I thought, Georgia's overall play defense. They swarmed. And like I said, no big mistakes offensively. Nothing special about the game offensively, but, like, some of the plays that Bobo was dialing up.
Do that. Was that the first touchdown?
The first touchdown. I mean, Robinson
from the fullback spot.
You're like, where the hell is Roger Robinson been?
I know. I was like, I thought he was out for the year.
Yeah,
I didn't even know.
Then out and everything like that. And then the freaking screen touchdown to Zachariah, man. Just the creativity of it, where it looks like it's going to be an overthrow. And I just love to watch this. I watched it like 10 times already.
Yeah,
just
it was blocked
perfectly, man. And so Georgia's in a position where, the biggest thing is that, not having Drew Bobo there, you saw some reasons, but the kid did get more and more experience as the game went on. But I think, he's not coming back.
No.
You got a lot of time. You got a lot of time to get this kid more and more comfortable, more and more up to speed. Practice is going to be practice. All right, and that's what I've always heard the Georgia players, especially the offensive players, since Kirby's been there. It's like, hell, a game is easy. How we practice against our defense Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a physical brand of ball. And so I anticipate it to be that way as they get ready, because you got a long layoff, man. And they had the layoff last year and everything like that. You were without the starting quarterback.
Not until January 1st. January 1st at 8 p.m.
Damn,
that's when the Sugar Bowl is. I know.
Really, that damn long?
Yeah, I know. See, that to me, that's kind of the part of it, too.
I didn't even look at the date, Andy.
Right.
I can't wait that damn long?
Yeah, and the December 19th and 20th is the first round games. And, Indiana, Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas Tech don't play till New
You mean tell me
New
that?
Year's
that's
Day.
What I'm saying. You mean tell me that we can't get, like, this calendar move? They'll play the damn
– I know. I know. And I do think that that's a flaw.
Yeah.
Like, I really do think – and I think what happened last year won't happen again this year because of the way that it was, slotted. You had teams getting byes that shouldn't have gotten byes.
Right.
And I know that that's another huge part of the conversation today, coming out of the selection yesterday, is as much as look, like, if I just look at the 12, given what the parameters are of the 12, understanding that, like, James Madison and Tulane are in by virtue of the format.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's arguing that they're two of the 12 best teams in the country, but they're in because of this, because of the format that they have. And again, I also think it's important to remember, like, everyone that's banging on the format, it's bad. Like, it's not good to have two group of five teams in there. It was created when there was five power conferences.
Yes.
I know it seems like a long time ago.
No.
But
2 years ago.
A mere 2 years ago,
yes.
There was another conference that was also one of the Power Five.
Yes.
And it was set up to where the conference champion from each of those five would get in automatically, and then they would select seven. But then all the, what happened with the Pac-12, and then there was four, and then that didn't work last year, and now it's the way that it is. Like, the issue with all of the stuff, and there is issues, like, the way that it all played, I think that the 12, given the parameters, is fine.
Right.
Like, I think it's the least controversial 12 that it could be, honestly. The one controversial thing that was came down to was Miami and Notre Dame, and they took the team that won the game when they played.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think it's more,
the only people mad about that are Notre Dame.
Yeah,
everybody else is like, yeah, pretty much. But as far as the 12 goes, it's about as logical as it could have been. The problem with all of it is conference realignment.
Yeah, man.
Like, you're trying to apply this, like, sort of, it's not even, there's not even, like, real parameters. It's pretty much whatever they want. But, like, you're trying to apply this set standard to all these teams that are doing completely different things.
Right.
You've got an 18-team conference and a 17-team conference and an independent. and groups of five and all this stuff. And then at the end, it's like, all right, now they all have to adhere to the same standard. Well, they didn't play the same season.
No, they did not.
They're not playing the same. Yeah. They're playing the same sport technically, but with very different rules as far as their season goes. So of course there's going to be crap at the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's what's going
to
happen.
And it's going to continue to be that. You think expanding is going to make it better?
No.
What the expanding part will do is that it will, obviously, you were going to probably see the diminish of conference championship games. More than
eventually,
likely.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah,
I mean, eventually. But then it's like, okay, well, how do you find the revenue for that game if you're the SEC or the Big Ten or the Big 12 or whoever plays in these conference championship games? So then you go from that where then it's going to be, because we talked about it, even if it's 16 to 17 teams, going to be it.
That's
you know,
right.
It's just always going to be somebody left out, especially when you do the automatic bids. I don't like them.
They have to get rid of that.
They have to get rid of that. Yeah.
That's the first thing. That's the simplest solution.
That's the first.
Kill the automatic.
And something we talked about Friday on the show was like, I feel bad. I don't feel bad for a group of five as far as you maybe not be able to get in that kind of way. But if you are a special team, like how them Boise teams used to be and things like that, then you should be in. But you're telling me that Tulane should be in over Notre Dame? No.
Yeah, of course not.
You're telling me that, you're telling me that these teams should be over, hell, Vanderbilt? No.
No, they shouldn't.
You know, and so, and now you're seeing all the canceling of the bowl games and everything. Notre Dame's like, no, we're not going. We're going to take our ball and stay home and all those different things. Fine, that's your prerogative, all those different things. I understand listening to the AD talk with Ms. Dinich, and he was like, he's very upset because he was led to believe, if you look at last Tuesday's ranking, that they were going to be ahead. And that game, they all, and this is how I viewed it, the committee that whole time, those 3 weeks that they had, had Notre Dame in front of Miami. If I'm Notre Dame, I'm looking at it from a standpoint where they're looking at that head-to-head don't matter.
Right.
They say we're better than them.
Yeah.
They say we're better than
Which
Miami.
Which is fine.
Which is fine.
If you're the committee, you're allowed to make these decisions based on eye test, essentially.
Right.
Then if you think Notre Dame, and they do. They do think Notre Dame is better than Miami.
I think so, too.
Because they told us that weeks for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are cowards.
Yes.
And they heard the backlash. Because everyone's like, are you idiots? They beat them. And they're like, well, we don't want to be idiots. People are saying we're idiots.
Yeah.
And then they changed it at the end. Here's what I do think. And I don't think that they're capable of this level of conspiracy or whatever. But if they did it on purpose, they did it perfectly.
Yes.
Because just think of the amount of content.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Created off of that debate.
It's a TV show.
In the last month.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing's a TV show.
Yeah.
But just the Notre Dame-Miami thing.
Right.
If they really were diabolical geniuses, they did it perfectly.
Yes.
You know what's going to make everyone furious is put Notre Dame ahead of Miami for a month.
Yes.
And then whatever, if it changes at the end, we'll put Miami.
Neither team plays.
Because we don't want to be crazy.
Right.
They beat them. We're not crazy. But if we do it for a month, the amount of podcast hours and TV shows and headlines and hot takes, people are buying Christmas gifts off of those conversations.
Yes.
The amount of time spent on that, that bonuses are being paid off that. And then at the end, they got it right, and they put in the team that beat the other team, and here we are.
Yeah, man.
But if they did it on purpose, and it was like, all right, this will create the most controversy.
Because that was the only thing going into this thing right now. It was those two teams.
That's it. It's really what it was.
Yeah.
And then Alabama loses to Georgia kind of the way they did, and that was a little bit. But
because it was the thing.
You're not going to penalize the SEC regular season champion.
How bad is Georgia? How bad is Alabama have to lose? They lost by three friggin' touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's not bad enough.
And again, if you watched it, it was it was thorough.
Yeah.
The only touchdown they scored was on a personal foul, another a deflected ball that somehow landed in the tight end's hand, and then the referee got the guy's
damn
way. Like, no offense to Alabama, but they probably don't even score a touchdown if that drive doesn't go that way. All right. Hey, also, you're welcome. We did the whole first 15 minutes without talking about the Falcons, and that's what they deserve. We'll get to them eventually. Look, the phone lines will be open at 11:40 if you want. You know what I mean? No pressure. If you want to talk about the Falcons at 11:40 and call us up and talk about it, cool. If not, also cool. But we'll come back and tell you what's trending. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.